Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. There have been two major reformations of the practice of American politics during my time in or near the arena. One was launched in 1980 by a movie actor whose lines were given to him by a coterie of wealthy backers and cynical political operatives. The other was detonated in 2016 by a reality TV host with no experience in or knowledge of politics, acting virtually alone. My concern here is with practical politics, not issues, so I'm laying aside for the moment such things as the obvious impact of the civil rights movement. Prior to 1980, politics was widely defined as the art of the possible, the attainable, the art of the next best, in the words of Germany's Iron Chancellor Otto von Bismarck. Political combatants were expected to go into the committee rooms or the legislative assemblies and hammer out their differences, giving a little here, taking a little there, until the result was not perfect in anyone's view, but was acceptable in everyone's view. The focus was on what was needed to be done and how to get it done. It was hard work. And both the reformations I refer to had to do with professional politicians finding ways to keep their offices but avoid the hard work. The dogma of the Reaganauts, who took over the presidency in 1981, as he expressed it in his first inaugural address, was that government is not the solution for the many problems plaguing the public welfare. Government is the problem. If it weren't for taxes and government regulations, everything would be fine. When it occurred to someone to point out that the only people being restrained by taxes or government regulations were the very rich, the answer was, well, trickle-down economics. Let the rich get richer, and money will trickle down to you, eventually. As the saying went at the time, Republicans run for office claiming that government doesn't work. Then they get elected and prove it. See Texas. Winter storm of 2021. Attacking the government for its failures was far easier than figuring out how to solve the problems, and it proved to be wickedly effective politics, especially as practiced by people so intent on winning at all costs that they were willing to indulge in lies and character assassination to get their hands on the prize. The consultants behind Reagan and his successors, people such as Lee Atwater, Paul Manafort, and Roger Stone, transformed politics from a well-mannered debate to a no-holds-barred cage fight. They were so good at it and won so many elections, they intimidated an entire generation of Democrats who convinced themselves that the only way to win an election was to run as a Republican light. The most successful Democratic president of the era, Bill Clinton, mostly followed a Republican playbook. He achieved welfare reform. Remember the end of welfare as we know it? He achieved a balanced budget. The Republicans used to care about that. The Clinton crime bill read like a Republican rally. Lock them up. And when he tried to achieve a Democratic objective, single-payer universal health care insurance, as the country song says, they stomped that sucker flat. We've had 40 years of reducing taxes, privatizing government functions, deregulating essential industries, calling each other names, and waiting for wealth to trickle down. And then a deadbeat billionaire named Donald Trump, who until 2015 had never been involved with a political campaign or party, showed politicians how their lives could be made even easier. The Trump Revolution consisted of the rise of what one of his sycophants called alternative facts. If something happens you don't like, or you are faced with a problem that demands work, you simply deny its existence. The climate's changing drastically and we have to do something? No, it's not. A serious pandemic threatens to kill 500,000 of us? Nah, it doesn't. You lost the election? No, I didn't. What could be easier? Just imagine the world as you want it to be, and proclaim it to be so. Whatever exists in the world that you don't like, proclaim that it does not exist. You don't have to look anything up or figure anything out. Politics in America is now the perfect profession for stupid, ignorant people with no work ethic and no empathy. The rest of us are surely doomed. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.